One question I'd like to ask is about how this marvelous chemistry between you and Lee Konitz came about in the first place. I know it has gone on and on and on, and there is obvious, marvelous respect between the two of you. Yeah. Where did it begin?
It began with Lenny. But that's a good point. Lenny inspired rapport. You know, there's a great rapport between Charlie Parker and Bud Powell and Fats Navarro and Max Roach, but it didn't keep them together. I mean, I'd love to hear those four people playing together, just because each individually so good. And that kind of excellence, you know, that's the best of jazz. When good players can play together, can function together.
Well, it's that conversation.
Yes, it is. It's artists functioning together. And historically, artists have had a terrible time cooperating with each other, functioning together. You know, the painting that Van Gogh wanted to do with Gauguin? He wanted to share a canvas. Can you imagine what that would be worth today? You know, and Gauguin laughed. Not even to think of two artists on the same canvas. And here we have a situation where four of us are expected to function together. It doesn't happen much.
How right you are. How many groups have we seen and heard that have just destroyed themselves as a group?
Yes. It's, of course, social conditions are adverse in front. It's not encouraged by our environment. Everybody's expected to get out and be a star and make a lot of money and be a leader.
Yeah, and that's interesting. It's so interesting to think about it from another position, from being away from it and looking at it.
Where Lenny got our heads. If we expected to play together, we were going to have to feel together.
And the rapport is still there.
It's, of course.
And will it probably always be there?
If people are willing to share it, it will.
Well, from this out.
Yeah.